Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Chamber Chat. And I'm joined with Bill Lemaire from the Durango Botanic Gardens. Bill, how are you doing?
Doing fine. Great day in Durango.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, and thanks again also for your organization hosting Coffee Connection and giving us the tour.
Yeah, that was fun. We of course hosted your coffee connections this morning and had a good time. Oh, and we gave your folks a tour of the gardens, and it was very enjoyable. Good day to tour the gardens too. And I think they were probably happy to have a little respite before going to work.
Yeah. Well, and it is amazing because I've done the tour before, more towards the back, but you've added that whole front area in front of the library that has the six different themes. Talk about that a little bit because that is just amazing.
Yeah, we call it the literary garden, and yes, the idea is to, well, the general idea is to show people or demonstrate to people how nature, gardens, plants, trees have actually impacted a lot of our favorite works of literature, motivated many of our favorite authors and so forth. And we just wanted to try to demonstrate that by growing, showing some of the plants that have been featured in literary works and so forth. So yeah, and also it kind of demonstrates our partnership with the library. So that garden, the literary garden, just near the entrance of the library, is designed to kind of emphasize our partnership with the library. Actually, also to increase diversity in reading. In other words, we have, as you were pointing out, there's six sections, and each and there's like a Hispanic section, indigenous. There's an indigenous garden, the Southwest garden. A youth section, which is in the center, and is very popular. In fact, if you go there, a lot of the plants in the youth garden have been planted by kids from St. Columba, the Montessori school, and so forth. So we're very proud of it. In fact, we're going to be dedicating that on, let's see, Thursday, June 29. That's actually also part of the library's Literary Fest week. And that evening on the 29th, Lisa C., a well-known fiction writer, will be speaking at the Literary Fest that evening. So just before that, we'll have, I think, Jessica Buell, Mayor Pro Tem, will be there to offer a few remarks, the library director. So yeah, this will be the kickoff. I mean, this will be that garden has really come along fast. We're very proud of it.
Yeah, that's amazing, and just the diversity of all the different plants. And then also, just before that, on June 24th, which is a Saturday, you have the gardens on tour. And how many gardens will we be able to see this year? Because it's always fantastic.
Yeah, we have seven residential gardens, private home gardens on the tour. But we also added this year Durango Hot Springs. They've been putting, as you probably know, a lot of money into the hot springs, and now they've added into their facilities, and now they've added landscaping, which is really nice. So now you can go out for a long soak and also be in the midst of some really great landscaping and gardening. So yeah, we're very excited to add them this year, and of course our gardens. So yeah, there'll be seven private gardens, home garden, beautiful gardens open that people can tour and get great ideas for what they can take back home and maybe do in their yard. So as we tell people, the one issue I have to warn people, as I did to your group this morning, that one of the things about the gardens on tour is when you go to these homes, these people have really put a lot of thought and invested a lot of money in it. So you may go back to your yard and say, "Ooh, I can maybe do a little bit better here." So, but it's a great place to get inspiration for gardening and some great ideas. Usually you come home with a couple of great ideas and a lot of
Oh,
inspiration.
Absolutely. And you, as well as just walking around the library, I was like, oh, yeah, I should do that. I should do that. Now, to join the Durango Botanic Gardens is not that expensive. It's only, how much is it a year? $35?
Yeah, for an individual membership is $35. For a family, which would be for two people, is $55. And yeah, I mean, like I said this morning to your group, you know, if you come back from the tour and you are inspired to go out and buy some plants, with your membership, you get a 10% discount at local nurseries and on all the things that you buy. And generally speaking, I mean, for me at least, one trip to a nursery saving 10% is usually pays back my membership. So,
absolutely.
Plus, another thing that people probably don't know about or take enough advantage of, if you go to a botanic garden, say in Phoenix or Denver, or really anywhere in the country, if that garden is a member of the American Horticultural Society, you'll get in free. Oh. And I mean, if you go to, like, I forget what Denver's admission price is, but it's, I mean, there again, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it would cover your membership fee easily. So that's a great benefit. And there are other benefits too. So people really ought to check that out too.
Well, and also with registration for Gardens on Tour, if you're a member of Durango Botanic Gardens, it's $30 and non-members $45. So again, you're saving money right there.
Yeah, you save money all over the place. So there are a lot of discounts, a lot of other features that come with membership. So it's a really a good deal. And so if you want to sign up for the tour or become a member, you would go to DurangoBotanicGardens.org. DurangoBotanicGardens.org for the tour. And again, just follow your menu tabs at the top. If you want to become a member, there's a membership tab and the Gardens on Tour on the events tab.
Yep. And you go in there and you register. Now, along that line, are there opportunities for people to volunteer? And you also conduct classes. So what are some of the other things that you can expect by being a member?
Yeah, we have a free, we have something we call the Great Garden Series, which is basically every other Wednesday through the summer. And again, that the Great Garden Series information is under the events tab as well. And that's totally free. It's at the library and it's every other Wednesday. I think the next one is, I believe, June 14 on regenerative gardening. And that will be, that's usually, I think, from 4:30 to 6, but it's free. It's at the public library. So yeah, we have that. As far as volunteering, sure, we welcome volunteers. You don't have to volunteer to become a member, but if you feel so inclined, we do volunteer work on Saturday mornings, usually in the summer. And like right now, it's usually from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings. If you feel like, you know, it's a great way. A number of the people who volunteer are kind of new to the county, and they're kind of learning, trying to learn more about what grows here, what works well. And for some people who are new to the county, it's just a way to get to meet people and socialize. And so we have probably every Saturday morning, maybe up to 20 people working in the garden. So, yeah, I mean, and again, we are an all volunteer organization. No one gets paid a dime. In fact, you know, if you're on the board of directors, you usually have to contribute money anyway. All volunteer.
Well, it's amazing to just the, you know, there's something about getting your hands dirty, working in the dirt, digging a hole and putting a, you know, plant in the ground and then watching it come back every year. It's just, and I always say landscaping is definitely something that adds value to your home because, but you also have to remember those plants get bigger. That was always my problem. I would plant something and I'd think, oh, 4 feet apart's good enough. And the bush would just expand out. So like, oh, okay, I guess I should have thought ahead a little bit better.
Well, there's an adage in gardening called right place, right plant, right place. So yeah, you need to do a little research. And that's what, again, one of the things that I know when my wife and I moved here in 2015, we pretty quickly learned that this was a whole different game in terms of gardening and landscaping. So one of the reasons we joined the Durango Botanic Garden was just to walk around. We made notes, took photographs just to see what would work in our garden. So as you say, it's handy. It's good to know how big some of these plants are going to get, and that can really influence what you buy and where you put it.
Well, and in addition to that, the microclimates, you know, because it could be something completely different down by the river south of town versus, you know, just north of town where you go up maybe 500 feet, 1,000 feet or up, you know, on the Florida Mesa and more windy, all these different microclimates. So there definitely are things you need to learn what will work where.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I didn't recognize that when I first moved here, but there are many different elevations, many different water levels and so growing zones and so forth. So, and that's one of the things about the gardens on tour is that we try specifically to have homes and gardens at different elevations. So we'll have a couple of places here in town. We'll go all the way up to, to the alpine climates up around Purgatory. So it's, you really get a nice range of, seeing what works and what elevations.
Yeah. And again, if you want to check out the different gardens throughout the area, you guys are having your Gardens on Tour. Again, that's coming up on June 24th. And you can go to DurangoBotanicGardens.org and register. And also while you're on the website, if you're not a member of the Durango Botanic Gardens, get registered. It's only $35 for an individual for the entire year. You get the 10% discount at the various nurseries here in town. And I would highly recommend to people, go just wander around the library, because you will see the different gardens, and you've got the plaques there that identify the plants. And then take the trip on around by the river and look at I love the crevice gardening with all the rock work and everything. And then you've got your sculptures and different things throughout. You get just an abundance of ideas.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we're starting to emphasize a little bit is that we are now, I would dare say, maybe represent the largest collection of outdoor art in Durango. We've benefited from the lodgers tax, from the funding for the arts and culture from the lodgers tax. We've added several pieces via that. And so, it's just a lot to see, not just plants, but also artwork. And just, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, even if you're not into gardening and landscaping, frankly, it's just a great stroll. Yeah. I mean, just a great Sunday afternoon. Any afternoon type of walk through the gardens. It's just gardens tend to bring down your blood pressure.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for that. And with the Durango Botanic Gardens, always something, you know, going on, and the different lecture series, as you mentioned. I'm looking at my timing here. We've got about a minute left. What have I forgotten to mention? Do you need board members? Talking about volunteers, but do you need board members, or do you have a full board right now?
Well, I think our board is pretty full. We just added a couple of people, and we're in pretty good shape there. I think, again, like on the, on that Gardens on Tour, even if you're not looking to, do new landscaping or gardening, it's just a great day to be outside. Mm-hmm. Great day to take relatives. I know we have some people coming into town. So that's another thing about the Gardens on Tour is it does bring people from out of town, so which helps the local economy. Mm-hmm. And in fact, also this year in our guidebook, we have a record number of advertisers. We're really glad. We're particularly glad to see the business community really begin to support this tour again, because it just brings money into town.
Yeah. Well, I like how you say too, that you get to go to the backyard of some of these houses, which you think the front yard's nice. Wait till you see the backyard and the amount of landscaping and the work that people put into it. So, Bill, one more time, what is the website?
That is DurangoBotanicGardens.org. And
okay, and on the 20th.
There to register for the tour and or become a member, or just look around and get some information about plants and so forth and gardening tips. So DurangoBotanicGardens.org.
Well, thank you again for joining us. And don't forget, that's the 24th when we'll have the Gardens on Tour. And then the 29th is the dedication for the literary garden, which is out front. And thank you again for your time and the tour the other day. Thank you, or this morning, I should say. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you for having it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.